Are we living in the reign of Christ? When did Christ's reign begin? How can you say God's kingdom is growing today? Everyone says we're in the end times. Are we living in the last days? No, we're not living in the last days. Welcome to The Last Days Are Behind Us, Our Best Days Are Ahead, an antidote for end time viewpoints and a biblical proposal for a positive and victorious future. And now, here's your host,
Jerry Tridle.
Hi there, we're glad you're here, and no, we're not living in the last days. These are not the end times. And it matters what you believe about that, because that affects how you're going to live your future. It affects how you're going to build. It affects how you're going to fulfill God's cultural mandate to be fruitful, multiply, subdue the earth and work it, and have dominion, and be fruitful in old age, and then build a family, think generationally, leave an inheritance to your children's children so they continue to be fruitful and build the kingdom as they make their contributions in the world. So it does matter if you care about the future. And so with that, this first episode, what we're going to do is just focus on the last days. And to understand the whole concept of last days, you have to understand it from the viewpoint of the audience of the first century. And that audience was made up of Jews who became Christians, who were converted by the work of the Holy Spirit, and it was also made up of converted Gentiles. And all of them were aware of the prophet Daniel and the prophet Isaiah and all the other prophets who spoke of the first covenant having an end. In other words, there would be an end of that first covenant, and then there would be an inauguration of a new heavens and new earth, that there would be a new covenant where the law of God would no longer be written on stones, but would be written on the heart. There would be a new covenant in which righteousness would dwell on the face of the earth and would fill the earth. And they knew that in the latter days of that first covenant, the Lord himself would establish the mountain of the Lord's house, the church, and that church would fill the earth with the word of God, and the word of God would cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. So they knew that there would be an ending of that first covenant. And so the last days were always isolated in interpretation to the last days of the first covenant, or the last days of old covenant Israel. Now, when did those days start? These programs are about 15 minutes, so we like to get right to the point. And if you'd like more detail about that, all on these topics, all you have to do is take a look at our book. It's called The Last Days Are Behind Us, Our Best Days Are Ahead. And when we say the best days, what we mean is the kingdom of God, the reign of Christ in which we currently live. We're going to see blessing continue in the earth, progressively, incrementally, but ultimately. And we'll see that come in time and on earth, and it's a very exciting thing. And that's what caused the Christians of old, including the Christians of the Middle Ages, to build beautiful cathedrals that last for centuries, not just small, you know, storefront churches that are maybe here today and gone tomorrow. They thought generationally. They knew that when Jesus was declared Lord and King after his resurrection and after he had spent time preaching the gospel of the kingdom to his disciples for those days after his resurrection, that our Lord Jesus ascended to heaven, and God the Father, according to Psalm chapter 110, or the 110th Psalm, says this: "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand and reign. Sit at my right hand until I make all of your enemies a footstool for your feet." So that's where Jesus has been, sitting in a position of repose. King of kings, Lord of all lords. He's Lord over the hearts of men. He's Lord over the heart of the heads of households. He's Lord over the church. He is Lord over the nations. And that's why, knowing that, and knowing that this kingdom and his reign is being manifest more and more as the days progress, until all of his enemies are made a footstool for his feet, that's what brings great joy. And it brings great motivation to build. And it brings great confidence when you see nations that are foolish and oppressing other nations, knowing that our Lord sees those nations and they will not continue in that behavior. In fact, as you read in the book, what we do is we try to show you from Ecclesiastes and from other wisdom literature how our Lord sees the injustices in the world, and he will not let them continue. But just as he did with the infidelities of Old Testament Israel, he bears long with men, women and children, of course. He bears long with mankind, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to eternal life. But then there comes that day. There comes that day when our Lord comes in judgment upon those who have disobeyed him and were unfaithful, and at the same time he comes with great salvation. And so let's take that to the first century and talk about the concept of last days, because you have to interpret concepts like last days or end times or the Antichrist or the man whose number was 666. You have to interpret them from a historical and grammatical method. You have to interpret it as if you were a first century Jew who converted to Christianity, who knew his Old Testament, who knew those first covenant writings and the law of God and what the prophets have stated. In fact, you cannot interpret the revelation without understanding the Old Testament. Otherwise, what happens is you think all of these things are for you in your day. For example, wars and rumors of wars and pestilences and earthquakes in every place. Well, everyone says that about today. It's one of the reasons I wrote this particular book, The Last Days Are Behind Us, is because we have last days madness going on right now. And it always happens whenever you see detrimental effects of wars or something that has to do with the climate, a large hurricane, or when they see, for example, a great nation coming against another nation, they think, well, that's it, we're living in the last days. But you'd probably be surprised that that's what every generation has thought ever since probably the early 1800s. And during the early 1800s, you had groups that departed from the Orthodox Church, the orthodoxy of last things and what the church has thought about last things, and they moved toward an escapist mentality. And we see this in the Millerites, led by a man by the last name of Miller. And so he had predicted, based on his reading of Scripture, that the Lord was going to return in the mid-1800s. And so he took all of these folks and had a great, pretty good following, and they went out to a hill, they donned their white cloths, and they waited for Jesus to return, and he never returned. And then after that, you had the war between the states, and then you had World War I and World War II. And after that, many within the Protestant churches had lost any hope whatsoever in Christ's reign from heaven having any effect whatsoever on the earth. And therefore, you see now an eschatology of complete defeat. Everyone is waiting for the rapture to escape and take them away. And they've misinterpreted the blessed hope as being the rapture, having an escape from the trials and tribulations. And of course, they would think that trials and tribulations and the great tribulation is still yet to come, not realizing that all of those things have already happened during the first century. And so now let's go back to how to think about this based on what is written. So when you look at Scripture, most people go to Matthew chapter 24, where the disciples are walking through Jerusalem, and they see the beautiful buildings, they see the beautiful temple of worship, and then they see all the sacrifices going on. And all of this, you have to picture this as a first century Jew, that this was the entire heavens and earth to a Jewish man, to a Hebrew, to see this. It was God's covenant with him. It's the way he knew God's will, by hearing the word from the rabbis. And so the disciples were showing Jesus and saying, look at all these beautiful buildings. To which Jesus then replies, there will not be one stone left upon another. Now the disciples, they knew the context of the prophet Jesus's words, of the Messiah's words. They knew that he was referring to Daniel's prophecies of the end of the holy people and the first covenant, or the end of that age. And that's why they asked Jesus. They said, well, when will these things be, Lord? And when will be the sign of your appearing, or the sign of your coming? And when you look at that in the Greek, this is the Greek word parousia. This is why if you study the theology of end times, it's always parousia. It doesn't mean a physical coming where we see the Lord in the air physically, but it means his active presence. If he's sitting at the right hand of God, what's the sign that he's sitting there reigning? And what we'll see is, well, it's the salvation of his people and the destruction of his enemies. And so that's what's known as a parousia, or it's also translated a coming of the Lord. And then the other item that the disciples asked, and when will be the end of the age? Not the end of the world, the end of the age. The context is the end of the old covenant age. So that is what we're talking about when we talk about last days. So when did the last days actually begin? They began in AD 26, when Jesus came on the scene in his ministry. You might recall, John the Baptizer looked up and said, "Behold, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world." That was the beginning of the end. That was the beginning of the end of the old covenant, or the first covenant. And everybody who was attuned knew that. The Magi knew that when they first visited Jesus. They just counted back the days from Messiah's entry upon the earth. And so anyway, Jesus comes speaking and preaching and teaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all who are oppressed by the devil, beginning in the year AD 26. That's when he began his ministry. And he began it at age 30. Technically speaking, Jesus was actually born in the year 4 BC. He wasn't born in the year 0. That was a miscalculation. And theologians and scientists who study such things have determined that that was about the time Jesus was born, technically about 3 BC. So he would have been, or 4 BC. So at age 26, Jesus comes forth preaching the gospel of the kingdom of God. In fact, he says that for this purpose, I came forth to preach the reign of Christ. That's why the psalmist always said, "Say to the nations, the Lord reigns." And so Jesus's ministry continued. And you might recall that when the rulers of the Jews, who were not in favor of Jesus's message, many of them, but some of them were, including Nicodemus, as you read in John chapter 3. But when they first came to be baptized by John the Baptizer, John the Baptizer gave them a very scary welcome. In fact, he said, "Who warned you of the wrath to come?" What was John talking about? He was talking about the great tribulation, the wrath of God that was going to come upon apostate Israel because of the infidelities of the ruler of the Jews, and they had murdered the prophets for centuries. And even Jesus said that all the blood from righteous Abel to Zechariah, son of Berechiah, would come upon this generation. And he meant the generation then living at the time. And that would happen in AD 70. That's when the temple was destroyed, burned to the ground by the Roman emperor's son, Titus, General Titus, who surrounded the city of Jerusalem. And when he surrounded the city, the Christians left the city by word of their prophets. And you see this in Eusebius's Ecclesiastical Histories. You can see this in Josephus' Wars of the Jews and Alfred Edersheim's Life and Times of Jesus the Messiah, the late Pope Benedict Emeritus's book, Jesus of Nazareth, also touches on the topic. So that's when the last days ended. The last days of the Old Covenant ended on the first of Tishri in AD 70. So, when were the last days? Notice I use the term were. They were between AD 26 and AD 70. In fact, 3.5 years prior to AD 70 was the beginning of the Great Tribulation, or what St. Paul called the Great Distress, that caused distress upon the whole Roman Empire, which was defined as the whole world at that time. And the gospel of the kingdom was preached in all the Roman Empire, and then the end came. The end of what? The end of the age, the end of the first covenant, the end of the old covenant, the end of the old heavens and old earth to the Jewish man, which was burned to the ground, just as St. Peter in St. Peter chapter 3 stated, that all these things, the first elements, would be destroyed by fire. So those were the last days. That was the end of the last age. And you can read about that in our book, which you can get, and we made it very cheap for you, so you can actually see the timeline charts, and you can actually get the audio book if you'd rather listen to it. But get the book, that way you can see the charts, and if you're a Bible teacher or a Sunday school teacher or a catechist, I think you'll find it very helpful. All right? So what does that mean for us? That means that once the old was done away, now the kingdom of God would come in power in AD 70. And you might recall Jesus' words. He said to his disciples, "There are some standing here who shall not taste death until they see the kingdom of God come in power." And he spoke that to his disciples, and the rumor went around the disciples that John, the disciple, would not die until the Lord would return, until the Lord come, or until his parousia. And John was alive to see it. In fact, John, banished to the Isle of Patmos because of the Word of God and the kingdom of God, wrote the revelation of Jesus Christ to tell the church that the time was at hand. And the Lord did come, and the kingdom did come in power at the end of that age. So now we're living in the reign of Christ, symbolically the 1,000 years. That's what the church has believed since the beginning, and that's why we build to the future. So I hope that was helpful to you. We'll get into more topics as the next installment of our program comes along. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next time. You've been listening to The Last Days Are Behind Us, Our Best Days Are Ahead. Our website is justjerry.com. You can email us at jerry@justjerry.com. Our podcast episodes are on Buzzsprout, and you can check us on YouTube and Facebook, Blessed Days Ahead. Until next time, get out there and build and make your contributions in the world in faith, hope, and love. For these are not the last days and the end of the world. These are the days of the reign of our Lord Jesus Christ. Find joy in them and be fruitful.